is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the storm next time. How safe is New Orleans? President Obama announced that he's visiting New Orleans on the eve of the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Reportedly, he wants to use the event to underline his climate change initiatives. The local papers are full of discussion about what needs to be done, with many reviving the original President George W. Bush promise to the city for 500-year storm protection. The cost is guesstimated at $100 billion. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says, let's go. Congress has repeatedly said, no go. The question continues to be, how safe is New Orleans? The New Orleans online news service, The Lens, convened a question and answer session with Dr. Paul Kemp, a geologist and oceanographer connected to Louisiana State University who was involved in the inspection of the levees after the storm, the now closed Hurricane Center at LSU, and a controversial commissioner on the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority, moderated by award-winning reporter Bob Marshall. To summarize the answer in one word from the experts, maybe. This was not a crowd-pleasing response, particularly due to all of the ifs, ands, and buts. But let's look at what Dr. Kemp offered. The levee system and the new gates leave the city better protected than it was at the storm. Kemp minced no words, saying that the storm, there was no system, but an unfinished dirt patchwork. Now he claims the pieces are put together. Armor, meaning plastic ceiling, both sides of the levee is being added, and there's an understanding that there has to be progress every day to maintain and advance the system. Many were not assured. Saying something requires daily attention in a city that care forgot is a stretch, and so is money in this broke-ass community. St. Bernard Parish below New Orleans is already trying to scrimp on their share, and they are often the first place when a storm's path. Kemp, under questioning, said a minimum maintenance budget is $15 million annually, but no one really knows what the real costs are to maintain a multi-billion dollar system. Furthermore, Kemp was clear that the budget was not in hand and repeated the need to keep improving daily or protection would be eroding. Marshall's questions were tinged with skepticism. In his introductory remarks, he was clear that the minimal requirements to qualify homeowners for the National Flood Insurance Program drove the levee protection plan, not the future safety of the residents. Metaphor mayhem broke out. Homeowners were reminded that if they had fire insurance, they had it not to stop a fire, but to rebuild what they could after a fire. And if this situation was similarly not about prevention, but potentially rebuilding. We needed a well-built third-story house for protection, and what we might have is a decent one-story dwelling. Kemp, on the other hand, was more scientist than advocate or politician, which was reassuring. Unfortunately, most of the science and technology is rapidly developing and unsteady, so there's no solid ground there. He clarified the misconceptions on storm surge, articulately, as not one 20-foot wall of water, but a bulge that rose to a level and then fell, with the task being to prevent the highest crest from ever hitting the levee protection system. Bottom line, Kemp argued that no matter the storm, if it were just a matter of overtopping the levees, whether 5 feet or whatever, the city would survive. There would be water in the streets and low-lying areas, but it would run in and out and be similar to terrible New Orleans thunderstorms. That was a big if, though, constantly repeated. If the levees are not breached. The real battle of New Orleans is being fought now on whether or not everything is being done to prevent the levees from being breached and identifying the most vulnerable spots and gaps, then shoring and closing them. There lies the answer to the question, is New Orleans safe? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.